by the way, you can, like, can I say you tweet at me?
Yeah,
I think you can just X. Can you X me? I don't know. Yeah. You're going to get into that probably at Halftime Entertainment. You can follow me on all social media platforms at TheFanRookie, whether that's Instagram, Threads. Yeah, mm-hmm. Embroider me.
Yeah.
Is that how it works? Is that how it works?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe.
On Threads, it Twitter, or X, whatever it is. Even Venmo. Even Venmo.
Oh, at the Fan Rookie. Venmo.
You can Venmo me at the Fan Rookie as
Throw
well.
Throw that out there, too.
Just might as well. You never know what's going to happen. A lot of money is going to be doled out today, I'm sure. Speaking of a lot of money getting doled out, trust me, we're going to get into the Open Championship because this is the Adam Gold Show. I'm obligated to talk about golf. This happened after this show ended on Friday. Bryce Young agreed to terms and signed his rookie contract as training camp gets underway this week for the Carolina Panthers. So we're all good. We're all good. Victoria, you okay?
I'm good. I mean, yeah, I'm still kind of holding out. I don't know. I've kind of felt I was still on the wagon of like maybe we should wait until next year to look for a quarterback because I did like Drake May, like the idea of Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
But I have hope for Bryce. I do have hope. And that's more than I had the years before.
And I think that's all Carolina Panthers have right now is actually hope.
Yeah.
It is a new hope. That is a Star Wars reference for all you fellow nerds out there. But a four-year contract, just under $38 million. It's all guaranteed. Look, the deal is going to get done. The money was guaranteed. The money was all locked in because of the rookie wage scale. For those who don't know what the rookie wage scale is, depending on where you drafted, you're allotted a percentage of the salary cap. That wasn't changing. It was more the minutia stuff in terms of offset language and other things along those lines. So they got the deal done. We all knew it was going to get done. So Bryce Young is already at camp. The rookies are there. Veterans report tomorrow. So guess what? We have Panthers football. A lot of football. Yes. Thank you. That's right. All right. On to the next. So we have news in the running back world. Not good news.
Uh-oh.
Nyheim Hines, formerly of NC State, was drafted by the Indianapolis Colts, was traded last season to the Buffalo Bills. He's going to miss the season, Victoria.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Yeah, Hines suffered, this is according to Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network, Hines suffered a knee injury and will miss the season. Pelissero reporting that Hines was on a jet ski. He was stationary, but was struck by another rider.
Ooh.
And he suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries, but is going to miss the 2023 season.
Oh, wow. That really stinks.
That just sucks.
Yeah. A lot of Hines fans out there, too.
Yeah. I'm a Nyheim Hines fan myself. I just love the way he plays. Now, I was also on board saying that Buffalo needed to bring in a running back because they didn't bring in one this offseason, and their rushing attack outside of Josh Allen ain't that good. And I also don't want Josh Allen's career to go the way of Cam Newton because we always talk about the number of hits that running backs take.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that also applies to quarterbacks too, right?
Especially when you're big.
Yeah, when you're big because you're taking a lot of big hits.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, you might be dishing out punishment and stuff, but that stuff still does wear on you, and I don't want Josh Allen's career to go the way of Cam Newton's.
This is why I'm hoping Bryce Young might have a better career because he's so small. Maybe he can, like, weave and bob and, you know,
just slip in between. Just slip in between everybody. Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for as well.
Yeah.
But this is something I don't want to see happen with Josh Allen's career. But nonetheless, I thought they needed a running back. When Dalvin Cook became available, I said, to me, no-brainer. But now it necessitates one of these or multiple of these running backs that are out there, free agency, which we'll get into a little bit later on, that are all complaining about the running back market. Well, guess what? Job's open.
Yeah.
I know a lot of those running backs out there are probably like calling their agent and being like, hey,
so
Buffalo needs one. I'm not doing anything this week. Want to hang out?
Yep. Netflix and chill.
Yeah, football, make it happen.
Football style.
But nonetheless, Nyheim Hines, former NC State running back, looks like he's going to be out for the season. Based off reading this, you're sitting stationary on a jet ski, and you get hit by someone else, and it's serious injuries. Again, non-life-threatening, but serious injuries. That means there's more done in terms of damage. I just hope that he can just get back to be able to play it someday.
Yeah.
Because it does sound pretty bad based off that. All right, next thing here on the gate. The sale is official.
Uh-oh.
The NBA Board of Governors approved the sale of the Charlotte Hornets to Rick Snall, Gabe Plotkin. So guess what? Michael Jordan's tenure as owner officially going to be coming to an end.
Yeah.
Now, here is something I will say about the Charlotte Hornets. Is that in terms of, like, the business, this is not similar to Dan Snyder in terms of, like, what you define as a bad. Dan Snyder was a terrible owner.
Oh, yeah.
He was a terrible human being.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, in the business savvy of the Hornets, they were run well financially. They, in terms of revenue generated, they made, I think they generated the last season $269 million in revenue. That's pretty solid for a quote-unquote small market.
It's a lot.
Professional franchise. It's pretty good. Now, okay, I understand you're not the Knicks because you don't have the media rights and all those kinds of things as well. But nonetheless, the only knock on Jordan was just how they crafted the team in terms of the players on the floor. That was really it. But this new ownership group, two things. Sign PJ Washington to a long-term contract. Get that done. And make Hornets games available across the whole state of North Carolina.
Yes.
Please, whatever you got to do to work out with Bally Sports, please make it happen.
Stop it, Bally.
Please and thank you.
Yes.
All right, next up. I told you we were going to keep it moving here and out of the game.
Yeah.
Speaking of where Michael Jordan went to college, sticking things here in basketball, UNC basketball and Kansas basketball both announced today a home-and-home matchup. Not a neutral site we're going to play in Chicago or New York or any of this other kind of stuff that we see oftentimes with these preseason, or not these preseason, but these before-conference basketball matchups, right? Like the Champions Classic and things along those lines, right, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
We're not seeing this neutral site thing at MSG or Barclays Center or something along those lines. No. UNC is heading to Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence, Kansas in November of 2024.
Is it going
to
be called the Roy Bowl?
I know, right?
It should
exactly.
Be.
This should be just be the Roy Williams Classic, whatever you want to call it. And then Kansas is coming to the Dean Dome, coming to the Dean Smith Center in November 2025. To me, this is just cool. And Roy Williams should be at both of these games.
Yes.
He should be at both these games, and he should wear both shades of blue at the same time.
He should.
Because why not?
Yeah.
I think this is awesome. To me, I think it's really cool that these two blue blood programs are going to play in each other's respective home courts, right?
It's exciting.
It's very exciting. And I wish more teams did this. Don't be afraid to go play a blue blood on their home floor. And especially if you know they're going to come visit you. Don't be afraid to do that outside of what we see now, the ACC-SEC Challenge. Be willing to go do that. I think this is great for college basketball.
Yeah.
I think this is great for college basketball, and I think it's also great for fans because it's as fans, it's hard enough for us to pay for tickets and for parking just for a normal regular season home game as it is. Don't ask me to travel to another big city to go watch these two teams play against each other if I want to see it in person. That's a lot to ask. But as if you're a season ticket holder of either of these programs, well, guess what? You know you're renewing now. Like, this is part of it. This is awesome. This is great, I think, for fans as well. All right, let's go on to the next. Real quick, because this is the Adam Gold Show, Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam Gold, in case you're tuning in late. Adam is already on his way to Charlotte for ACC Media Days. I am obligated and required to talk about golf. Just want to let that out there. The Open Championship, Brian Harman, the American, finished 13 under, winning by 5 shots. And he did what he needed to do in the final round. Victoria just did what he needed to do, which was don't blow it.
Yes.
That was it.
Plain and simple.
You were up 5 shots going into the final round. The only thing you needed to do was just shoot even par. That's it. That's all you had to do. And he shot 1 under, still 1 by 5. When you're up 5 shots in a major going into the final round, make everyone else beat you.
You should.
Don't beat yourself. That's really all you had to do. And he did it. Here's Brian Harman on his Open Championship win.
I've always had self-belief that I could do something like this. It was just, you know, when it takes so much time, you know, it's hard not to let your mind falter. Like, you know, maybe I'm not winning again. I'm 36 years old. Game's getting younger. All these young guys coming out, you know, hit it a mile, and they're all ready to win. Like, when is it going to be my turn again? And it's been hard to deal with. I mean, I I think someone mentioned that I've had more top tens than anyone since 2017. So that's a lot of times, like, where you get done, you're like, I had that one. It just didn't happen for whatever reason. So, to come out and put a performance like that together, like start to finish, you know, just had a lot of control. I don't know why this week, but I'm very thankful that it was this week.
By the way, the North Carolina connection to that, Brian Harman, his last win was in 2017. You know where it was?
Uh-oh.
Quail Hollow, the Wells Fargo, which is in the state of North Carolina. Go. Just want to throw that out there.
Best day.
It's in Charlotte, North Carolina. So congratulations to him, in all honesty. I can only imagine what it's like in golf because, again, competing week after week after week to have all these top 10 finishes that he had mentioned there in that sound cut that we just heard about being so close, and just you're like, you're just right there. But you agonize over it because you're like, I'm doing everything I feel right because I'm right there. But it's also like, well, do I need to change something to take me over the top? And that's where actually sometimes athletes can really overthink things. Like, hey, look, I'm right there.
Definitely.
So nonetheless, congratulations to Brian Harman winning the Open Championship. All right, so I've got the Adam Gold Show obligatory golf mention out of the
way. Yes, you did. Are you going to do soccer?
Yes, I am. Let's go to the next thing.
Yes.
I have to talk about soccer because it is the Adam Gold Show, but I don't ever mind talking about the U.S. Women's National Team getting a win in the World Cup, which they, of course, did 3-0 over Vietnam. Mm-hmm. But they created tons of chances. They could have won 6-7-0 the way that game went. But they just generated chance after chance after chance. And let's be honest, Vietnam was not a great team. U.S. was just bigger, faster, stronger. Let's call it what it is. They're just better. It's simple as that. But Wednesday, 9 o'clock, it's a big matchup against the Netherlands. 2019 rematch of the championship of the World Cup, which the U.S. won against the Netherlands. This one, I think they need to at least get a draw. Because I think they can just and then go beat Portugal. You're on to the next round. Cool. Okay. Done. Don't mess around. But, hey, if you get a win, even better. Because that way, if you get a win, you can sit a bunch of people against a bunch of your top players against Portugal. Because you're on to the next round. That's all that matters.
Sure.
Just get into the knockout stage. But get at least a draw against the Netherlands. But, hey, if you win, even better. Emily Fox of the North Carolina Courage started at right back for the U.S. Women's National Team, was subbed later on in like the 70th minute, somewhere along those lines, like the latter 20 minutes or so of the game, she was subbed out. But she looked solid, generated a ton of chances as well. Crystal Dunn, opposite of her, was also great. UNC graduate, also used to play for the NC Courage. She was phenomenal as well. So I was a big fan of what the U.S. Women's National Team did, winning 3-0 against Vietnam. Again, their next matchup is on Wednesday.